With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. It's a reversal of a federal appeals court ruling which struck down the law. Under the law, people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners are not allowed to own firearms. Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone dissenter in the case. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, more than 1,000 firefighters taking advantage of the weather to get the upper hand on a pair of fires in New Mexico that has killed two people, destroyed hundreds of homes, and forced thousands to flee. President Biden issued a disaster declaration, freeing up funding and more resources as crews kept the flames from spreading. An estimated 1,400 structures have been destroyed or damaged. Authorities say it's too early to let residents back into the community. Millions of Americans dealing with excessive heat from the Midwest to the East Coast.
Cody Ledbetter from the National Weather Service in Baltimore, Washington says the Mid-Atlantic is experiencing somewhat out of the ordinary weather.
For it to happen this early in the season is a bit abnormal. Not to say it's never happened before. Some of our record high temperatures are for June are in the upper 90s, low 100s. It's not unprecedented necessarily. It is still quite hot for June.
Heat index readings combining temperature and humidity are expected to pass 100 degrees in many locations across the United States, possibly breaking all-time records. The Weather Service warns that record temperatures overnight are preventing natural cooling, and that means heat danger can build up indoors. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Dow dropping 16 points, and the NASDAQ is up 2 points. This is SRN News. An Oregon high school coach loses his job.
John Parks says he was fired from his post as track and field coach at Lake Oswego High after protesting the state's practice of allowing males to compete against females. Parks tells KATU-TV he suggested that an open category be established just for transgender athletes. Shortly thereafter, he was let go by the school. The coach says he will appeal his dismissal, adding that he is fighting for the integrity of girls' sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ceremony scheduled for Sunday to mark groundbreaking of the memorial to victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. The Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood was home to the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the United States, in which 11 worshipers were killed by a gunman driven by hatred of Jews. The June 23rd event will include Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. This is SRN News. For the past 3 months, Ukraine has been experiencing rolling blackouts as Russia targets the country's energy infrastructure.
During daytime, entire districts of the capital are disconnected from the power grid to save energy. Residents and businesses are adapting, using generators, power banks, and flashlights, and even recalculating their bathroom visits. Heavy damage inflicted to the country's power system has left millions feeling uncertain about Ukraine's ability to meet the national electricity demand after the warm weather conditions are over and the weather turns cold. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union has agreed to start membership negotiations with embattled Ukraine and Moldova, another step in the nation's long journey to move closer to the West and mute Russia's influence. Belgium said that member states have agreed that talks will start June 25th in Luxembourg. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.